And we're back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're going to visit with Miranda Matke, who takes over as head soccer coach for the Huron Tiger girls, takes over for Megan Wilson, who switched from the girls to the boys this past spring. Miranda is a native of Huron and has returned to her hometown teaching and also now coaching as well. And Miranda, first off, just give a little of your background. I remember you from back in your park and rec days, but you've been a soccer player here in Huron pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I have played soccer since I could pretty much walk. I played in the park and rec until I got too old for park and rec, and then played under the Huron Soccer Association. I started varsity in seventh grade and was a starter up until I graduated, and then I went to Black Hills State University, where I unfortunately didn't play soccer, but then got my teaching degree and went to Henderson, Nevada, where I coached. And throughout my college years, I came back and helped coach on the younger divisions in the Huron Soccer Association.
Well, you're a class of 2011 grad here from Huron. And talk a little about soccer back then. That was still in the club days. And I remember back then we did struggle a little bit at times getting enough girls out for soccer. That might have been a little bit after you. But that's the one thing that I'm sure I know Megan started it and now you want to keep it going is you just got to keep drumming up that interest in the program among the girls.
Numbers back when I was in high school were pretty low. I remember seasons where we had 10 people, so we played a man down the whole entire season. There were some seasons where we had just 11, so we had no subs, and that means if one girl was sick, then we had games where we played one person less than the other team and then also had no subs. It's nice to see that there are many, many kids going out for soccer now. It was always something that it was hard to get kids to go out for it, and it's nice to see that now that it's in the school systems that there are more and more kids going out for it, and it's really taken an interest in this community.
Looking back, though, too, do you kind of wish that maybe that sanctioning would have come a little earlier so you could have got in on this type instead of the club team? Obviously, the club level served you well, but sanctioning soccer, that was just huge for the sport in the state.
Sanctioning soccer was something that I wish would have happened when I was in there. It would have been great to be able to wear orange and black instead of our blue and yellow and play against teams that were on more of our caliber, because we were more of a rec team but still had to play those club teams that, you know, they go around the nation in the Midwest playing games, where in Huron we pretty much play just the smaller towns around us. So we weren't as great as what we could have been, mainly because the people we played against weren't at our caliber. So it's nice to see that these kids are now able to play against kids that are on their caliber.
Well, talk about your interest in soccer. As you said, you played seventh grade on for the Huron club team. Then when you went to Black Hills State, you didn't play soccer there, but you never lost the love for the sport. As you mentioned, after 1 year in college, after that, you always came back to Huron during the summertime, spring and summertime, and helped out. So obviously the fire for the sport always stayed there.
Yeah, you know, I've loved soccer since I can ever remember. The only year that I didn't come back and coach, I came back and played because I was still 19 and I could play spring ball because it was under 19. And blew out my ACL from that, so I came back and decided to coach, and then from then on. And just enjoyed being around the kids and seeing the love of soccer for them grow and to being able to help. Being able to help that love for soccer grow inside of them.
Well, let's talk about your travels here now. You said you graduated from Black Hills State University, and then you actually left the area, I mean really left the area, for your first year of teaching. You went to Nevada, kind of in the southern Las Vegas area, but obviously a pretty nice experience for you just to get out there a little bit and see what else is out there in the world.
Yeah, it was really nice. I actually did some of my student teaching even farther away, and I was in Ireland. And so when I came back after graduation, or came back for graduation, and then after graduation went out to Henderson, Nevada, I was able to coach some kids that had a lot of raw talent, and a lot of kids came out for it that year that had never played before. And I took the team from the year before where they won, I think, one game, to my year where we only lost 2 and made it to the semifinals. So that was a great experience to be able to be around those kids and being around other people.
Well, you mentioned Ireland, you mentioned Nevada. What brought you back to Huron?
Huron is where my heart is. I've always considered Huron home. I grew up here. My mom hasn't been in the best of health, so it's nice being able to be closer to family. I have two small nephews that play a big role in where I call home. So it's great being able to be close to all of the family that I'm really close to.
Well, let's talk Huron Tiger girls soccer now. Obviously, you're finishing your first year in the Huron District, so you probably got a chance to see what the girls had last year. Talk a little about what you saw there. I know they lost a few players, but talk about the core, what you see coming back right now.
I see a really good core coming back. I was able to see some of their games. I was coaching U-10 soccer at the same time, so it's kind of hard to get to a lot of them. But there's a good group of, like, a good core set of kids that are coming back out for it, and I see very promising things this year.
Well, talk about that adjustment that you'll make first off. While you do have plenty of coaching experience, it's basically been younger kids. You mentioned youth, U-10, that sort of thing. Talk about dealing with the modern-day teenager. There are going to be some adjustments.
Yeah, there's going to be many adjustments. I think the biggest one is going to be able to get into that mindset of, this is high school kids, but at the same point in time, taking them back to the basic foundations of touches on the ball, dribbling, passing, mastering all of those basic skills, and then moving them from that on up to where they need to be at their age level.
Again, we're talking to Miranda Madke. She is taking over as head girls soccer coach for the Huron Tigers this coming fall. Talk about some of the things you plan here for the summer, as like with all the other sports too, everybody wants to get some work in the summer with their athletes. What are some of the things you want to work with? What are some of the things you just want to see your kids do here over these summertime months?
We are meeting at least once a week during the summer, and then in June we have their camp that they do. They have their open field this summer, and during open field I plan on having them play small-sided games to get as many touches on the ball as possible. It also helps with their ability for short passes as well as long passing, and with their ability to keep the ball on the ground as well as their vision on the field, seeing where the plays are at, anticipating that next move for their team.
Well, just kind of wrap it up with this. I'm going to go back to your Huron roots and something I kind of wish I would have mentioned earlier in the interview, but I can bring it up here now. You played the club scene there back when you were growing up, because that's what Huron had. But now not only is Huron soccer sanctioned with the state of South Dakota and the state making the big step forward as a whole there a couple of years ago, you also now can play at Tiger Stadium. You get to play on artificial turf. Just taking advantage of those facilities, I'm sure has to be exciting for you coming back as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I remember when I was playing in high school, and one of the best games that we ever got to play were in Harrisburg after they got their new turf, and we always looked forward to that game in Harrisburg, being able to play on that turf. So it's nice being able to come back, have the kids play underneath the Tiger name, play in the Tiger Stadium, being able to play on the turf, being able to just take advantage of everything that the school district has to offer to them.
Here on Native, Miranda Madke, back in her hometown, and she'll be the new head girls soccer coach for the Huron Tigers coming up this fall. More coming up here. Dakota Sports Saturday continues on KOKK.